Thank you, Jordan. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Among his many, many acting achievements, you now know Brett Gelman as playing Martin, the most detestable brother-in-law in the history of television on Fleabag. Brett Gelman joins us right now. Brett, I love you.
Do you love to hate him or what?
I love to hate you and I hate to love you.
Right. I'm like Ice Cube or Danny DeVito back in the 80s. Exactly.
All right, so I have to say this. You're one of
my heroes.
You are one of those guys that the people who watch television, you see and stuff all the time, and you go, I kind of know that guy, I kind of know that guy. And then all of a sudden, you get parts in Stranger Things and in Fleabag, and then you owe it to yourself to find out who that guy is. That's how I started reading up on you and realizing you're from here, you're from Highland Park. I looked at your IMDb page and all the things that I've seen you in and loved you in over the years. Boy, things are going well for you, Brett, and I couldn't be happier.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm very grateful. You know, it's amazing. It's really it's something to just be recognized, and then overall to be recognized for something that I love too. You know, it'd be one thing if I was promoting a piece of garbage on here, but
right.
The two shows that I'm on right now are actually my two favorite shows on TV, even if I wasn't in them. So I feel really good.
I love your Stranger Things. I have to confess, I haven't seen Fleabag yet. I'm going to binge watch that. Everybody's telling me about it. It won so many awards. But
there's so many things that you got to watch. And, like, you know, we all have our lists of the things that we haven't watched yet. We can't believe that we haven't watched them. So, yeah, no, totally.
And, you know, there's so much good quality television on now that it is hard to keep up. But Stranger Things, God, I love your Murray Bauman and your conspiracist. Did you know Russian going into this, or did you have to learn this?
Oh, no, I had to learn it. And by learn it, I had to learn my lines. I don't know
you know
the language.
Yes. No. Oh, my God, you nailed it.
Very, very. It's not an easy language, but a beautiful language. It was really exciting to learn that dialogue. It was so great.
I love that character.
Are you amazed, Brett? If you go online, if you go online, there are so many theories about the backstory of your character and all the characters on the show, but people, especially with your character, what do you make of all that? There's so many. There's websites devoted to just fan theories about what has happened and what will happen.
It's so crazy. It's like, I mean, it's amazing. I was with a friend the other night. I was like, whoa, I'm like the equivalent of like a Star Wars character was to me when I was a kid. It was like so insane. You know, it's like a very weird reality to to buy into, like, when, you know, a lot of the time I'm like in my living room and my dog is staring at me in a very disappointed way.
And that's when you say, do you know who I am?
I know. Well, she doesn't eat, you know, she looks at me that way. She don't eat that night. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Take very good care. My dog is my daughter. She's the most cared for individual on the planet.
What's her name?
Her name's Janet.
Janet the dog.
Yeah, Janet the dog. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Yeah, Janet the dog. Yeah, you know. It's really, it's amazing. It's also, again, it's so cool when people are obsessed with something that I myself am obsessed with, you know. I binge watched the whole first season before I was even on the show in like a day.
Oh.
And what do we know about the next season? You probably can't tell us. Do you even know if you're part of it?
I know nothing. I know nothing.
Zero. Just that you'll be back. They've told you that,
zero.
Right?
I know zero. Huh? I don't know. I don't know anything yet. No. I they keep it pretty secretive just because of, you know, I don't know what. I hope I'm in the next season, but I'm not sure. You know, what I do know is that I love the show.
I'll gladly return.
There's a fan theory that I read this morning that you've been a spy from day one, that you're not who we think you are. But again, you're the actor playing the role, and you don't know it. So how would anyone online know it?
I don't know. I mean, if that's not the case, people just won't accept that I could be a good guy.
Right. It's impossible. All right. Since you bring that up, let's talk about Martin on Fleabag. You know he is the most hated guy on TV. How does that feel to play a guy who is loathed?
I think that it's fun because, again, like you said, people love to hate him. So of likability that I'm putting in the mess. I mean,
we are probably going on like lower whacker right now. You're breaking up just a little bit, Brett. Can we hang up and call you back real quick? We'll just take a quick break and try and get a better cell going for you.
Is it okay now?
Yes.
Yeah, now it sounds better.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
No.
That's okay.
So the most hated man, it feels good. I hear you smirking about it.
You smirking about it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I'm not.
Can you hear us now? This is a great cell phone commercial, by the way. Can you hear us now?
Oh, my God. It is great, right? Fantastic. Love the phone connection.
So when people see you on the street, though, and they watch you on the show, and they just automatically hate you, what does that do to you?
It makes me feel like I did my job, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, she did write me, but, like, and also, I hope that people, I think, like, it's part of a testament to her as a writer that I think she's making people question why all the characters do what they do. And I would actually say that he's not.
Damn it.
Uh-oh.
I would live.
Yeah.
Because, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. You're coming and going.
Hello?
Yeah, there you are. I gotcha.
Hello?
Yeah, Brett?
Oh, okay.
All right.
I would say that, I would not say that he's the most, like, hated show. I would say that, or the most evil character on the show. I would say, like, Olivia.
You can translate. Olivia's
the mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law. Or
yeah, the godmother.
Stepmother. Stepmother.
That Oscar winner.
Yes.
Evil. She's a queen, whereas, like, Martin's an alcoholic and hates himself and his marriage is ending. I'm like, give him a little sympathy. I mean, he's not doing well, but, he's... who would be under those circumstances? But, like, in all kidding aside, though, like, I think that, like, she does, like, a great job of, like, presenting, like, a very, specific type of man, and like, makes you question why he is this way. Why does he act this way? Why does he behave in such a reprehensible way? And I think that that's an important discussion for people to be having right now, as, all of these things keep happening where, our heroes keep getting taken out by us finding out that they're monsters. So I think it's an important thing to, like, open up the discussion about, like, what, not just, like, protecting women from, like, this behavior, but, like, what makes men act this way.
Right.
Right.
Could you tell, when you first saw the script for the very first episode of Fleabag, did you have any idea at all that it would be as popular and as important and as big as it is?
I thought it deserved to be. When we were working on it, I was like, I knew this is special.
Yeah.
But you never know. I mean, I've worked on other things that I thought were very special that did not get these types of accolades. So you never know. It's so much a roll of the dice, what is going to hit with people and what is not. And it just, I think, like, with this, it was like the second season was coming out and people were like, oh yeah, that show. And then a lot of people watched the first season and that led them right into the second season. So they almost, like, experienced the whole series as like a movie, and which is how we experience a lot of television shows right now. So, it just lined up perfectly like that. And I think people were ready to see what Phoebe had to say,
I have to say, other shows, Brett, use the device of a character looking at the camera and breaking the wall and talking direct. But she says more with a quick look than almost any page of dialogue that I've ever seen on a TV show. It's amazing what she pulls off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's one of the most amazing things about her as a writer is that, like, you know, you can she can write a monologue like my monologue and just and do this incredible wordplay. I mean, her she's a master of words, but then she also knows when to just, you know, use a look.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, she's a master craftsman. She balances all the elements out to like where you feel like. She's going for depth in the characters, but, I mean, she would constantly remind me, you know, when I would get, like, too into my emotional life, she would be like, oh, darling, it's a comedy. Like, taste it up. So, yeah, I mean, we're reminded a lot that we are doing a comedy no matter how tragic and intense it gets.
I'm curious to know the other shows that you were involved with where you said they didn't really get quite the accolades they should have. I'm just curious.
Oh, well, I was on this show with Chris Elliott back in the day called Eagle Heart that was on Adult Swim that was, you know, I mean, nobody watched that I thought was a really amazing, surreal comedy show. I did, a film that I did that was at Sundance called Lemon, my Adult Swim dinner specials. All of these, I really thought were special, you know, not to say, you know, the key word is special. you know, they didn't blow up. I think like in the case of, Lemon, I think, you know, the filmmaker, who is my collaborator and ex-wife and best friend, Janixa Bravo. I think that she's going to be, you know, her next film is going to make everybody really notice her even more. And, people, you know, people then return to people's older movies. You know, people started watching Hard Eight, you know, P.T. Anderson's first movie after people saw Boogie Nights. So I think that's what will happen with Lemon. And I co-wrote Lemon and I star in it. So, like, it was, you know, those things I think should have gotten more attention, in my opinion, based on their quality. But that happens. You know, there's so many things. I mean, so many things that we consider to be classics now, if you look back when they came out, they didn't get any attention.
Right.
And that used to be a death sentence for television. But now television is processed so much like movies that I think that'll happen with certain series as well.
I'm going to see Lemon. I'll show you.
Yeah, you got to watch it, Wendy. Brett Gelman's our guest. You know,
check it out. It's streaming on Hulu.
You know, yeah. From Stranger Things. You know, from Fleabag. Take us back to Sunday night, Brett. You're on stage accepting. You're one of a team accepting the award for Fleabag. You're looking out into the audience, and it's the biggest names in television applauding for you, thrilled for you. What'd that feel like?
It was insane. I mean, it really was one of the best nights of my life. It was crazy. I mean, I look back now, I'm like, whoa, did that even happen? Like being on stage at the Emmys, and we did not think like that we were gonna sweep like that. You know, it just, you know, it was just crazy. It was like, and the people that I met, you know, I'm like walking through the Amazon party and then I'm looking at my phone and all of a sudden I hear, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm a big fan of your work. And I look up and it's Stephen Colbert.
Like,
it was like that, you know, meeting people like Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Sam Rockwell and Laura Dern, all like telling me that they like what I do. I mean, like Jason Bateman, I'm coming out of the photo booth after we win, and like he just says, hey man, love your work. I mean, it was
crazy.
And like being on that stage with these people, I mean, we made this show for like $5, you know. It was a truly, you know, it's a cliche, but it was truly a labor of love. You know, we had no, you know, there was no money. There was just like us all having this loyalty to Phoebe's vision and like throwing ourselves into it in a really abandoned way, you know, and to see that pay off like that was just a dream come true.
I'll be binging Fleabag for sure. Definitely. Will you come and see us in the studio next time you have time to do it?
I would love that. I would love
that.
I would absolutely love that.
Brett, great meeting you.
I'm sorry about my connection problem.
Come on, you made your own phone. We're proud of you for that, too.
Oh my God, no! I'm gonna be kicking myself for the rest of the day like that with this. I'm a Jew. Like, this is like prime guilt fodder. Prime guilt fodder.
Good, then you'll have to come up.
I'm so dumb.
Use it in your craft, Brett.
Exactly.
Use it in your craft.
Great. I will. No, I use all of this nonsense I use, and I put it into my characters.
You're
right?
The best.
That's what makes it worth it. At least that's what I tell myself.
Well, it's working. Brett, thank you
success.
So much.
Oh, cool.
That's Brett Gelman, everybody. Watch
so
him on every TV show
day.
On TV.
You
thank
too.
You. We'll take a little break. We'll come back. We'll close things off in a little while. Bill and Wendy, WGN.